And it's really fun to get to chat about things that are happening in our lives. But I feel like we're not always close. You know, I think that as women, it's really easy to have a superficial relationship. So this is one of those things that I think is really important that we touch on. How do we learn how to trust another mother or another woman with the heavy, hard things in our lives?
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, thinking back to early motherhood, there's so much insecurity and questions of, am I doing it right? How do I balance all these things? Maybe being married, maybe having a career. Now I'm a mom as well, and it just feels overwhelming. And yet the world kind of has this pressure on, well, you better figure it out quickly and do it all amazingly well because that's your job. And I think many of us soon learn that's not the case, but it's hard to let down our guard and share that with each other, at least not at a deep level. Maybe we can joke about it. Maybe we can laugh about it. But where that really that painful, hurtful place where we're not sure if there's enough hope to get beyond it and fix it, those are the places that I think as mothers, as women, we need to get to.
Yeah, and I think that we're kind of held to a higher standard. I also think that sometimes – I don't know about you, but I get decision fatigue, you know, like, am I supposed to use this car seat or am I supposed to feed my kids this or am I supposed to sign them up for this many sports or what is the right amount of sports or, you know, so I have all these decisions running around and then you meet other moms that do it differently and you feel almost like you're doing it wrong. Like, oh, well, they chose that for that family. That must be the right way to do it. And so I think sometimes we get a little bit inside our own heads. And so then it's hard to be vulnerable when we're with other women and talking about those things.
Yeah, you're sometimes worried of how they'll react. If that's not their opinion and their decision that they've lived out, then now you have to filter that through your own mind, right? Like, okay, is this an opinion I should value or not? But I think if we can get outside of that and really focus on a relationship with, okay, what is God saying for my family and for me as a woman and as a mom, to have that as our first filter, and then we can have a lot of grace for other people's opinions as well as when we're listening to other women to really just remember that that might be God's best for them and we can celebrate that for them. And I think that's where that trust begins, is when we can start to validate other people's decisions and be their cheerleader and say, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of how well you're doing. But also say, you know, I'm glad that's working for you. Here's what's working for me, and I'm excited about that for me. And to just say it out loud, I'm so glad there's so many ways to parent and be a wife and run a career. And I think that is a first step towards building trust with a new friend.
Yeah, I just told someone today, she was complaining about not being able to keep her house clean. And I said, remember a couple years ago when you were telling me you were cleaning your baseboards? And I was like, how are you cleaning your baseboards? Now I understand. So, yeah, you just kind of have to do it together and have a lot of grace for people in different stages of life, for sure.
Definitely. And I think being willing to ask that next level question is really important in building trust as well. So maybe I have older kids, so sitting by a mother friend at a basketball court, you know, week in, week out, I might have seen them for years, but I don't know much about their hurts or their hopes in life. Like what really makes them tick? And sometimes all it takes is a little vulnerability or a little question. So, you know, balance, I might bring up something of, you know, it's hard to balance these sports activity fees that just came out as well as the hope I have for my kids to go to college or maybe to retire myself someday and just share that from a vulnerable place myself and then kind of pivot that to them of do you guys struggle with that? How do you handle that? Is that something, you know, that we could grow and work together? And just by being vulnerable myself, it really does seem to open the door for them to share their own story and their own, you know, place of vulnerability. And that's been a fun adventure for me as I grow in friendships.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea of being vulnerable for the sake of building relationships with other people. Well, thanks, Melissa.